2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
I've seen the sky so blue, the birds are singing, I got nothing to do. Hey, hey,
hey, hey.
It's a sunny day.
Sunny day now.
My pocket's empty, my cupboard's bare. But call me illogical, I just don't care.
Hey, 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 hey.
It's just a sunny day.
The KSL Greenhouse. Information and great talk about your home, garden, and your lawn. If you love perennials, can't get enough help on landscape design, or just want to keep your lawn and vegetable garden pest-free, grab a pen. It's the KSL Greenhouse on KSL News Radio.
Good morning. Thank you for joining us for the KSL Greenhouse Show. Maria Chalais, Ton Bettis with you this morning. We are coming to you from Rock Tops in Springville. It's the grand opening of this location. You can find it. It's just north of the Smith store, so it's pretty easy to find if you know that, right?
Yeah, so take the 400 South Springville exit and go east past Walmart, go over the overpass, and you'll see the Smiths, and we're right here.
Unlike Maria, who passed the exit and went to Spanish Fork, take Ton's advice and take the Springville exit. And thanks for joining us this morning. Ton, we've been telling people, you know, this is the time where you really want to sit down and plan out what you want to plant in your vegetable garden. But it's hard to know exactly when, and I always miss the dates for peas and things like that. So you've come up with a calendar for us.
Yes, Sean Olson, who is a retired ag agent from USU, put together a comprehensive planting list for vegetables for the Wasatch Front, and then there's another one for colder mountain valleys. But as you are planning on gardening, especially if you're new to gardening, it's hard to know what goes outside when.
Mm-hmm.
And Sean has grouped these into three or four different groups with early spring, kind of mid-early spring, and then just he's progressed it so that the last planting dates are sometime in mid-May. And so if you're wanting to know when to seed carrots, it'll tell you. And if you're wanting to know when to do beets, but also if you're wanting to do squash or watermelons. And so you can download this fact sheet and go through it and see what you want to grow, and it will give the information on when it needs to be planted outside.
And Caitlin has put that up on the KSL Greenhouse Facebook page, so you can find it there. And like I said, it's really the planning is really the key thing to having a successful vegetable garden.
It really is, because a really common error that new gardeners make is assuming everything goes in the garden in mid-May, and they don't.
Well, that's when we get excited about planting, Tom.
It is. It's warm, and you see other people out there.
I plant lettuce once, and that's all that happens.
Yes, and so if you do a lot of gardening or grow what you would call early season crops or cool season crops, there are a few that you can plant outside as soon as mid-March. And so the peas from seed can go out in mid-March. The lettuce seed can go out then. There's quite a few of them that can start then between mid-March and mid-April. So if you have had problems, you know, and you put your peas in mid-May, a lot of times it gets so hot that the peas won't set seed, and that's where you get the pea pods from, and you'll have problems. And so it's really important to know when this stuff goes outside.
I love this resurgence among young people and gardening, because In the old days, when I was a little kid, my grandmother used to grow so many of our vegetables, and we complained about the high price of vegetables. Well, you can grow your own. I mean, you can't grow them in the winter unless you have a hothouse or a greenhouse or something like that. But many of these vegetables you can have for several months.
You really can. And so you can, a lot of vegetables, you can stagger the plantings. And so if you're a big...
Like lettuce,
like
where you don't plant it just once.
Yes, every week or so put in a new crop for about a month. But even the warm season crops, green beans, are one that can be reseeded several times through the summer. Another option is to plant several varieties of green beans so that, depending on your needs, you might have 10 plants of each, but get an early ripening variety, a mid, and a late. That way you'll have green beans for 2-2.5 months instead of just a few week period before those plants, you know, fail to produce more pods on them because they do get old and tired. So that's, you can either do successive plantings or different varieties that ripen at different times.
Right. The beans reminds me of a segment we did on getting young people to garden and the colored beans that are really fascinating for them.
Yes. Yeah, and there's...
We have to do a segment like that again, because
really
it was
will.
Really fun.
There's Target beets that have white and green and red stripes in them. I believe there's some radishes like that, the red beans. There's lots of different things that you can do to attract kids in. But I would recommend going through the seed catalogs. We've talked about Johnny's today, but Burpees and Gurney's and Spring Hill and many others are out there. Look at their varieties, look at the ripening times, and then reference the fact sheet on when things need to be planted outside.
Yeah, and a reminder for those folks who maybe were not listening last Saturday, we talked a lot about catalogs last Saturday, and we did put up a fact sheet on the Greenhouse Facebook page.
We did.
And your favorite catalog again?
Well, for vegetables, Johnny's. It just has such a wide variety. There are others out there. A lot of people like, I believe it's called Totally Tomatoes or Tomatoes Only. You know, another one that I really like that's a little different is called Wayside Gardens. Mm-hmm. So if you like things that are just a bit different or a little bit harder to find, they specialize more in bulbs, perennials, trees and things like that. But Wayside Gardens is fun to go through because they oftentimes have things that you won't see elsewhere. Proven winners for, you know, fairly good plant selections there. There's so many of them out there. One Green World. So many.
Back to the fact sheet that we put up today on planting. What's the earliest thing that goes out?
Generally onions and then pea seeds and then the lettuce seeds.
Now, are onions February?
Onions, if you start seeds, need to be started in late December or early January.
So now,
and the seeded onions generally store better than ones that you're doing from sets. Now, if you're using the onions quickly, let's say you're doing salsas or just eating them all or using them in some way within a few months, then the onion sets in mid-March are good to go. And, you know, onions like Walla Walla onion are not good keepers, you know, no matter what. And so you only have about a 60 to 90 day storage on those. And so you need to do some research on the particular onion. But if you put your onions in mid-May, they stay small, almost like green onions. And you might get like an 1.5-inch wide bulb on it. But if you put your onions in mid-March, then that's when you get the 3-4-inch wide bulbs on them. So some things like onions are fairly critical.
To start right away.
They are.
All right. And again, you can find that fact sheet on the KSL Greenhouse Facebook page. And today we are coming to you from Rock Tops in Springville. It's the grand opening. Dave Jones is with us. He's the store manager here. And it's fun to be here. You saw me kind of flipping through the carpet samples because you just have a great selection of flooring and carpet samples.
Thank you very much. We try to keep a lot of options, a lot of availability, something a little bit different. We have a lot of wool carpet, which is, we don't sell a lot of it, but it's one of those things that
But it
people,
lasts forever,
it
doesn't
does
it?
Last forever. And it's
My
beauty.
Mom and dad
yeah.
used to say, oh, right. wool carpet, that's the way to go.
Right, but we like to show the different things and the different products, and it's definitely, they're just beautiful.
I was flipping through the patterns because carpet has changed a lot in the last few years.
Yes.
So I was just amazed at the different types of patterns.
Right. And some of them will, you'll have kind of a mixture of a loop and what's called a cut. So a cut is like a regular plush carpet. And so they'll intermix both of those styles and get you a pattern. And so that makes it really fun. Sometimes they're just loops and they just do different things. People might know of loops as like a Berber, but it's a loop fiber.
Right. And it was fun to look at the new things that I've never seen before. Yeah. I say that carpets change, but really all of your products have changed. I mean, if you look at different types of flooring, I mean, it hasn't been that many years where we've had different kinds of vinyl flooring.
Right, right. And so the traditional, like what they call the full spread vinyl, kind of the old Armstrong types product, that's kind of gone by the wayside a little bit. It's still out there. So they've changed it more. It's gone to that waterproof flooring that seems to be really popular and can fit in homes and rentals, and we do a lot of commercial projects with that same product. And they come with, you know, different thicknesses and patterns and styles and textures, and so it's really kind of an exciting product to sell.
Yeah, I loved your countertop samples because they're so big.
Yeah.
I remember in the old days you had to pick from a little teeny sample, and then you never knew what that was going to look like
right.
when you put it on a countertop.
Right, and you can always look online, and that gives you a pretty good idea. But here are the samples that we have on the wall, which are the samples and the products that we stock. So those are 30 inches by 48 inches, so 2.5 feet by 4 feet. We have over 30 of them here, and so it's and most of our stores have that same thing, so you can go in and see what's there. Otherwise we have smaller samples, like, as we can't put everything, you know, make them large samples, but they're really attractive, very
right.
beautiful.
There are some other things that set you apart from others. One of those, your warranty. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so we have something that I don't think anybody else is doing. It's called a love it or leave it warranty. And so what we've done there is, after 30 days, if you don't like the product, then we'll replace it. Yeah, there's some details on that. You have to come in this store and get the good stuff. But sometimes things just don't work like you think it would. And we do our best to get you the best product that works. And sometimes you don't feel right. And so we'll take care of that for you.
Yeah, come in this morning. Enter the drawing for the $2,500 gift card. And again, we are coming to you from Rock Top Services. You can also check them out at rocktopservices.com. We'll be right back. The number to call with your questions, 801-575-8255. You can text us at 57500. We have Blair waiting, and his call will take.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Good morning. Thank you for spending your Saturday morning with the KSL Greenhouse. Maria Anton with you this morning. Number to call with your questions, 801-575-8255. You can text us at 57500. Again, we are coming to you from Rock Top Surfaces in Springville. We are here for their grand opening. Hope we'll see you this morning. Let's go to our phone lines, and Blair is waiting in Salt Lake City. Good morning, Blair.
Good morning, and thank you. I'd like to ask Tom Bettis what kind of fertilizer he uses on his tomatoes and how he avoids blossom end rot.
Well, a blossom end rot, avoiding that sometimes depends on the tomato variety. Some are really susceptible and some are not. I see a little less in celebrity tomatoes or like this BHN 1021 that we've talked about, but for blossom end rot, even watering is very important so that the soil doesn't dry out. You don't want to drown the tomatoes, though, but every, you know, watering twice a week, maybe three times a week during the hottest part of the summer can help. The use of mulch over the top of the soil where you plant the tomatoes can also help out. Now, blossom end rot is really common in the early season ripening fruit because those flowers will be on the tomatoes in late May into mid-June a lot of times, and will fluctuate from the mid to high 70s to the 90s and then down to the 60s. And if you get those temperature fluctuations, that also can interfere with calcium uptake. in the tomatoes and cause the blossom end rot. So there's always going to be a few early season tomatoes, and it seems to diminish as the season progresses. Now, what was your fertilization? I don't use any fancy fertilizer. Either 2100 or 161616 are the ones I use. And I'll just download to USU's tomatoes in the garden fact sheet. So you just do an internet search of USU and then tomatoes in the garden, and it actually gives you a fertilization schedule, and the amounts that they recommend are interchangeable with either 2100 or 161616.
Well, thank you. Appreciate it.
You're welcome.
All right, Blair, thanks for your call this morning. Our next listener, Ton, says that their daughter has this 1 or 2 year old nectarine tree in her yard that she planned to give to her mom, but before they could dig it up, those puppies kind of chewed the top. It's still alive, survived, has a bunch of sprouts coming from the bottom, and the top, however, is not alive. She's wondering if it's still a good tree, or she should just throw it out.
She needs to check where the sprouts are coming from.
Okay.
At the base of the tree, an inch or two above where the roots start, there will be a graft union. It'll be a knot usually, and sometimes the trunk will go a little bit sideways and then back up from that point. But if those sucker sprouts are coming from below the graft, they are generated by the rootstock, and they will most likely be some sort of plum, like a wild plum, or something less desirable. But if they're above the graft, then absolutely, because then it'll be true to type for whatever tree it was.
So if those sucker sprouts are coming in above the graft, go ahead and dig up the tree.
Yes.
Replant.
If they're coming from below the graft, then I would try.
What about the top of that tree when she plants it?
Well, she said that it's dead. And so if those sprouts are coming up from above the graft, what they'll do is move it and just select one that's the tallest or the one that's growing the straightest, and then cut the other ones out.
And it'll still end up being a fairly good-looking tree.
Okay. It'll have a little bit of a bent trunk, and that doesn't impact the health of the tree at all. We just don't like to look at it.
Okay.
So,
all right, next listener says, please recommend a tree that they can plant 8 to 10 feet away from the north side of their home. The purpose is to provide late afternoon, evening shade on their deck. Would a Merrily crabapple be appropriate?
That would be fine. Merrily crabapple has a slightly columnar shape to it. Oh. It's a narrow V-shaped tree, and it has a white blossom in the spring, and it's mostly fruitless, and so it's going to be a very clean tree. And with that narrower canopy on it, it would be one that they could use. The concern is that it's getting 6 or 7 hours of sunlight a day.
Hmm.
And so if they're putting it on the north side of the house, they need to have it far enough away from the house to where it gets that at least 6 or 7 hours of sunlight so that it can remain healthy.
See, I wouldn't think of a columnar tree to provide shade for a deck.
I'm assuming that they don't have a lot of space. And as it fills out, that it'll give them shade for that critical 2 or 3 hours in the evening if it's positioned well.
And it's a tree they like.
Yes.
Any other recommendation for them?
Well, that Merrily crabapple is a good one, and it is clean, and so that is one you could stick with. There are some other columnar trees out there, but that one, if they can find it, I think would be fine.
All right, the number to call with your questions, 801-575-8255. You can text us at 57500. Today we are coming to you from Rock Top Surfaces. We are in Springville. The store is just north of Smith's in the little shopping center there. With me is Dave Jones, who's the manager. And Dave, we talked a lot about carpeting last go around, but I want to talk for a minute about countertops. And okay, Tell us why you're the premium dealer for countertops.
Okay, good. Good question. Thank you. What we try to differentiate ourselves is, like I mentioned earlier, is the stocking products. And the way that benefits the homeowner is we are actually then, like, they come in slabs, certain sizes, each piece. And so if you need 2.5 slabs, if we have to order it, special order, then you're buying 3 slabs to cover that 2.5 mm-hmm. slabs. And so there's some that's extra, so you're paying extra money. So with the stocking products that we have, then you're just, whatever you need, that's what we sell you. Because if there's a leftover on that slab, we're going to use it somewhere else, and so we're not going to charge you for that, because we just, we just use it a lot. And so,
plus, we love that. With supply shortages, you have it in stock. They don't have to worry about that.
Right. And we have a lot of choices in granite and quartz. So there's a lot of different things there. And so you can get some that are pretty basic. Then you get some with veining and just beautiful movement in there. And it's really quite fun. And the people that we have that sell it at our different stores are all experts in what they do.
What are people going to find when it comes to prices?
So, yeah, that's a good question. It does differentiate. So when you get something that's kind of a basic, you might be somewhere maybe in the $60 a square foot range, and then it can go up over $100. Depends. When they get more elaborate, that's when the pricing goes
up. Right. And how do you compare with other dealers?
Well, I think that what we have as far as pricing, or we are definitely competitive. And on the stocking products, I don't think anybody can touch us because they can't beat you on that one, right?
Uh-huh. Right. Yeah. And you have an incredible warranty that we talked about before that you never heard anybody else has.
Right. It's called the Love It or Leave It warranty. And so basically after 30 days, if it's something that you don't like, maybe the color doesn't work, maybe there's something that just doesn't feel right, then we'll replace it. Yeah. So it's a good thing. We hope not to use it very often, but it's definitely out there for sure.
Another fun thing, something that people want to think about coming in today, is you have a fun drawing.
We do. So at all of our locations, we have a raffle of $2,500 raffle that will go towards a project of their choice. And come into any of our stores today, and that'd be great to see them.
Okay. And again, we are at Rock Tops in Springville. Come see us here. The number to call with your questions, 801-575-8255, 57500 to text us a question. Kiss Call coming up next.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was 3 blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com. Follow us on Apple Podcasts or anywhere else you listen.